7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
If that time seems incorrect, it's because it is. The actual time right now is 1930 UTC, and that means that it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and that just gives me the right and the power to drink tea. So let's drink some. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. And I suppose you're probably wondering, hey, Tobe, what are you drinking? Well, obviously, I'm drinking the Da Hong Pao again today. But I think, I haven't really decided yet. I have to change. I have to get a new batch of leaf going, and I'm not sure what exactly I want to drink later. Oh, but for now, it's Da Hong Pao. Oh, it's so good. All right, so anyway, sharp-eared listeners may realize that I sound a little bit strange today. And yeah, I do sound a little bit strange today because I am a little bit strange today. I am feeling very weird. I stayed up too late last night. I could not go to sleep. I just could not fall asleep to save my life. And then I managed to get up kind of late too, and boy, just my sinuses are weird, everything is weird, my throat is weird. I hope I don't have COVID-19. Although regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I might have had it already back in January or early February. It doesn't matter, because we're not here to talk about COVIDs. No matter how many there are, 19, 20, however many it takes, we gotta leave this room because it's time for our new feature. It's time for our latest feature on Dubious Goals Committee. Close the door behind me here. It's time for Mantis Check. That's right. It's that time of day when we go out into my backyard to see if there's any praying mantis action. And we're thinking there will be, so let's just put on our shoes here. Here's my cat, Pippa, halfway sitting on her computer watching her bird videos, because that's what you do when you're a cat. Okay, shoes are on. Let's go into the garage. All right, open the door. All right, let me just say, as we wait for the garage door to open, that if this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, you're probably wondering, what the heck is going on? Is this what this show is about? Yeah, pretty much. This is a new thing that we've been doing the last 4 or 5 days. We come outside here, we walk around the side of my house, we open up this conveniently placed gate, and then we walk into my backyard and we start to look around to see what's happening. Okay, I'm looking around. I do not see any buns, but I did have raccoons last night. Last night at 3:09, raccoons showed up in the backyard here, and they were screaming and carrying on and making noise and fighting, and even my cat was curious. But I don't see any raccoons right now. I do not see any rabbits right now. I do not see anything, so we're going to walk over here to the known mantis zone and start looking around. All right, all the little pink flowers are in shade right now instead of being in the sun because I got up so late. I'm looking at all the pink flowers. I'm not immediately seeing any mantises. I found a bee, but it's not a bumblebee. And this bee is hanging out right where that mantis was. So I'm going to look underneath the flower head. Because yesterday he was hanging on upside down under here. That was pretty tricky. And we couldn't find him. And I couldn't, once I did see him, I couldn't tell if he was a mantis or a grasshopper. Because I got grasshoppers back here too. As I continue to look around, it's a little bit warm out here. The sun is beating down on me. This is not a great idea because I do not feel super great. The sting is setting in. And I cannot find any of our mantis buddies. Actually, we're just sort of looking for one guy, one dude, that short little green male who's only about 4.5 centimeters long. Where is he? I'm checking out all the other flower heads. I'm looking under the flower heads. I'm looking for my mantis friend, and I cannot find him today. We also know that there is a female, approximately the same size, slightly larger, that is also wandering around in this area, in this group of foliage. This is a lot of mint and stuff. And my sinuses are starting to absolutely wig out. That's fun. I'm still looking for our mantis. I don't like it because I'm in this direct sunlight. It's hotter than it should be. It is not a nice and cool day. What's down in here? That's a milkweed pod. Any mantis buddies around here? I'm looking under my window. We're on the other side of the window that we were just at. To think that we start the show off just not even a meter and a half away from mantises. Mantises. Mantees. Whatever the plural of mantis is. I'm still looking around. I'm still looking around, but just not finding our dudes anywhere. Got another bee, but it's not a bumblebee. Where are all the bees? Where are all the bugs? Are all the bees and bugs gone just because the sun is not shining on the flowers anymore? Can that be a thing? Is that a bug behavior thing? He says as he continues to look at all of the flower heads, double checking every single one, because these guys are very well camouflaged and they can hide and you never see them unless you're very, very careful and specifically looking for them, which is what we're doing. And yet, I'm still failing. Well, okay, so what does it all mean? This is the first day that we've done mantis check when we haven't actually found a mantis. It's kind of a downer now, isn't it? Yes, it is. Okay, I'm looking up around. Oh, there's a hopper. Okay, we got a grasshopper on the wall. He's not a mantis, but I'm looking for mantises on the wall because sometimes they get on the wall. Sometimes they walk around. And apparently this is not one of those times. Okay. That's cool. But I am not. I am not cool. I am getting hot. Standing here in my yard. So I'm going to walk over to the other side of the yard where it is shady. Yes, now it is much cooler. Quelle surprise. I'm just double checking for rabbits and stuff and kind of wondering what's on my house over there. What's on the wall over there by the air conditioner? Let's check, because if it's a mantis, we'll be happy. And I've seen mantises over here. They get on my deck rail and they walk around, and Nope, we just have a bunch of leaves stuck in spider webs today. No mantises. Well, no mantises in our immediate vision. They're probably hanging around here somewhere. They're just hiding. They might not even be hiding. They're just difficult to find. Ooh, there goes a dragonfly. Dragonfly in my backyard. That's cool. Okay, so grasshoppers and dragonflies instead of mantises today. That's cool, I guess. I'm mildly disappointed. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, you'll be shocked to find out that this happens sometimes. So let's close the gate. I said close the gate. There we go. And I think we're going to head back inside because it is way too hot for me to be out here today. It is over 25 degrees. But let's check the mail first. No mail. Okay. Back into my garage we go. Push the magic garage door closing button. Enter my house. Whew. And it's nice and cool back here in the action base. Okay, now let me just sit down here, and once we sit down, we can get on to the next item on the agenda, which is what exactly? Well, I guess first we need to check to make sure we haven't accidentally made any greasy messes, because boy, are we going to get it now.
Boy,
are you going to get it now, digital media?
Are you going to get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made.
Hurry!
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Hurry!
Your 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Hurry!
Before you start to wipe.
Hurry!
409 Special Grease Dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry!
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, that shines.
Thanks, 1981, Mom. 1981, Mom. Is impressed with things that shine. Oh, good job. Because the most important thing is whether or not it's shiny or not. That doesn't make any sense. You got to be concerned with things like potassium content and yellow.
Banana.
Because banana na na na. Everybody loves banana. Everybody loves banana. Hey, how do you spell banana anyway? Does anybody have a dictionary lying around? Or isn't there a dictionary thing on SDF where we just type dictionary and then the word or something? Because how do you spell banana? Nobody even knows. I think there's an A in it. Yeah, but and it must start with B. So is it B? I don't think that's right. And this is the kind of thing that infuriates me. This is the kind of stuff that makes me want to fight. And I love to fight.
お医者様が世界を救わ
私を見てなくても、あるいは魔法様が私に感受せずとも、みんなまとめてギブアンエバーアンエバーアンエバ
ー。Yay! That was, of course, Stalemate by Iosis, also known as the opening theme for the anime Defrag, also known as Defragments. Absolutely hilarious. I love it. You should love it. You should watch it, because it's very funny, and it's very cute, and it's about a game development club. And boy, I wish I was in a game development club, because I like to develop games. I like to eat fruits that are rich in potassium, and I like to roll dice.
Banana.
I need some banana dice. That's what I need. I mean, come on, who are we kidding here?
Banana.
I do have some fruit dice, but my fruit dice do not have bananas on them. Where's my fruit dice? They're right here in the little tube. The fruits on my fruit dice are lemon, orange, cherry, plum, or maybe it's a grape. I'm still unclear. The other two sides are, of course, the bar and the bell. This is not Dice Day, where we won't be discussing dice today. I know, you're shocked, right? What, Tobe? You actually picked up some dice and we're not going to talk about dice today? No, not today, because today... Today, I'm having a small issue. I need some advice. I have these clamps. I just need some more helpful advice about clamps.
Here's some more helpful advice about clamps.
Oh, great.
Heavy-duty clamps can crush the surface you're clamping.
Uh-huh.
A quick solution to this is slipping a shim under the clamp
before
tightening.
A shim.
A corner clamp or band clamp helps when you can't use a standard clamp.
Uh-huh. A band clamp, of course. Why didn't I realize that earlier? Oh, whew, now that we've got that sorted out, we can finally take attendance. Let's take attendance. Where the hell is Ghost Bear? Probably tardy
okay.
again.
Okay, Brenda?
Oh, Brenda's here, and she's brought a round tray of hamburgers. Should we fund it? Need some funding.
Fund it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Present! Astronomic cat!
Alright, astronomical cat's here.
Present.
Cool.
Ghost Bear!
Where's Ghost Bear?
Ghost Bear!
Ghost Bear!
Uh-oh, tardy again.
Yep, I think he's tardy. Wait! Oh my god! What's happening? Ah, he's going on a rampage! Ghost Bear! Oh, the humanity! Ah.
Oh, Ghost Bear! I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh, that's a poor Ted. Oh, looks like Ted got mangled by Ghost Bear. Oh, that can't be good. Bear-related injuries. Which reminds me, speaking of bear-related injuries, I need to report another T-related injury. Yes. We do like to report our tea-related injuries on the Dubious Goals Committee, and yesterday or the day before when I was making tea, I was picking up the hot vessel of water and I rolled my finger over onto the rim of it, and so now I have this lovely burn right above my knuckle on my right hand, of the knuckle of my pinky, my littlest finger. It was sort of annoying yesterday, but it doesn't hurt today. Yeah, and so I guess that's all we have for the latest tea-related injuries report. I like to keep a certain transparency here. I drink so much tea, I don't want everybody to think, oh, I'm perfect and it's perfectly safe. No, drinking tea is extraordinarily dangerous and you can get injured. I just want to keep it transparent. I don't want to keep any secrets from my listeners, especially any ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Prince and the Revolution with Kiss. Prince, come back to us. No, we have lost the man, but we have not lost the legend. The only question I have is, when are we going to see the release of all that music that he had squirreled away in his vaults? Come on, let's start releasing some of that. I have questions.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Which is, of course, the most important question you can ask anybody. But right now, I think we need to get into some of the kinks. All day and all of the night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
thank you to the Davis brothers for so much awesomeness called the Kinks. Wow. Woo, now I'm all worked up. Now I'm ready to go. Now I feel like I've got the energy to make it through the day, regardless of anything that I eat. You know, for example, egg rolls or drinking tea or, you know, wondering about my potassium intake and eating such fruits as a banana or a banana. I'm just saying, sometimes it's all about the banana. And there's not a whole hell of a lot more to it. No, seriously. I mean, this is it. This is the end. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow to see what kind of wacky adventures we get up to. And maybe we'll listen to some music, or maybe we'll play some guitar, or maybe we'll watch my cat try to hack. What's she hacking right now? I don't know. I got to get out of here and eat lunch. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.